So I want to ask you about a number of other agents and strategies that I see are being looked at in AML. And you had a really great education session review at ASCO last year that goes through a bunch of those things. But one relates to CPX351, liposomal cytarabine, daunorubicin. What do we know about that and where do you see that heading?
Yeah, so this is an agent, just to remind those, it turns out that if you administer chemotherapy at a molar ratio, and if you different doses, concentrations, you get different outcomes. What I mean by that is that there are ratios of daunorubicin to cytarabine where the addition of daunorubicin to cytarabine is antagonistic, you get less cell kill, it's additive, or it's synergistic. And it turned out to be this 5-to-1 molar ratio of daunorubicin to cytarabine was synergistic. And so it's fixed in this bilamellar liposome, and it can be easily administered intravenously to patients. What was noted with many phase 1, 2, and now with phase 3 study that was presented by Jeff Lancet at ASCO in 2016 was that the patients who were randomized to the CPX351, they tolerated the drug better. That is, they had less cardiac toxicity. We know that's a problem. They had less oral mucosal toxicity. We know that's a problem. And maybe surprisingly, more patients got into remission. And there was a survival advantage. Now, the patient population is important. These were older patients over age 60 that had secondary AML. And what we mean by secondary AML is these are patients who had a history of myelodysplastic syndrome and then progressed to acute leukemia. And there were some patients who didn't have a history based on clinical outcomes, but their bone marrow had all the characteristics of a secondary AML. That is, they had the cytogenetic abnormalities of myelodysplastic syndrome, and there were a lot of dysplasia in the non-blast cells in the bone marrow. So this is a subgroup of patients that is older with secondary AML. But the outcome in this randomized trial shows superiority, not just in terms of toxicity, but also in terms of survival. And the indication is going to be specifically for secondary AML. Now, if you look hard enough, you can find evidence of secondary AML in a lot of older patients, but I think it may be an issue where cost becomes the driving force. Daunorubicin and cytarabine are generic, very easily administered. The pharmacy costs in the hospital is very limited, very minimal for these two agents, and CPX351 is likely to drive that up significantly. So we have to figure that out. It's going to be a little bit more complex than just saying once it's approved, it'll be used. My personal belief is if it's approved and it's at a reasonable cost, it should be used. I don't know what reasonable is. I'm not an economist.
Well, also the question would be if you put aside the cost issue completely, if you could, would you want to use it in general, you know, for older patients? Would it allow you to push it up a little higher?
Yeah, I mean, that I completely agree with you. I mean, it was.
Or do you think you need more data?
It was tested in the secondary AML setting. There's no reason why that wouldn't work in de novo presentations. That is, patients who walk in the door over 60 and have a similar outcome. You know, we don't know the answer, but I think the big issue, and we alluded to this earlier in our discussion, with older patients with AML, you're trying to figure out whether they're fit or unfit. And so right now, you only have standard daunorubicin and cytarabine. So the age limit is 70, 75. Most physicians, oncologists, are a little queasy with administering high doses of chemotherapy. But now, if you have CPX351 and you have a 73-year-old, you're going to be much more likely to go ahead, regardless of whether they have secondary or not. So you're absolutely right. What about a 78-year-old who I usually don't treat unless they just ran a marathon last week with standard induction chemotherapy? If I had this agent, I would be more likely to treat. So it may change the algorithm in terms of the upper age. You're absolutely right.